The Pharisee, standing on his own, prayed like this.
God, I thank you that I am not like other people. Thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like that tax collector up there. I fast twice a week. Twice. I give a tenth of all my income.
But the tax collector, standing far, far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying,
God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
And I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other, for all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted.
For the gift of the word, we give you thanks.
So at harvest time, we are of course thinking about being grateful. We're being grateful for the abundance of the world and all that it gives us, both the things we can grow, the things we can make out of natural resources, the things that support our lives. We're being grateful for that. And I want us to think this morning just a bit about gratitude and generosity and how they relate to each other. In our story, the Pharisee is not being generous. He thinks that he is better than other people, as you heard, and it's a very odd thing to do. He's thanking God that he thinks he's better than other people, a very strange thing to do. He's also grateful that he can afford to be generous. He said he could afford to be generous, and you heard he's a generous man. But he's not being generous, in particular, to the tax collector. He's not generous in the situation he finds himself in. He's at prayer in the temple, and he and the tax collector before God are equals. They are both children of God. They're both children of Abraham. But the tax collector doesn't get the generosity of the Pharisee. The tax collector in the temple perhaps deserves the Pharisee's kindness and his respect and his generosity, some empathy maybe. The Pharisee doesn't know anything about the story of the tax collector's life. He doesn't know why the tax collector has that job, and he doesn't know how he does his job. Now, the tax collector, of course, is also probably not a very generous person. These days, as you know, tax collectors are blameless public servants. Well, they are. They are simply blameless public servants, and they help us to pay our dues and to support the life of our country. But as many of you will know, in Jesus' day, tax collectors were not all blameless public servants. Some of them took a cut of what they were taking as taxes, and some of them charged more tax than they should in order to be able to make a profit. So we don't know about this tax collector, but I suppose the Pharisee thought he was like one of those other tax collectors, the ones who were taking money from the people that they did not have a right to take. But the good thing about the tax collector in the story is, of course, that he knows, even though he's not a generous man perhaps, he knows he could do better. He knows he could do better, and I think he perhaps wants to be generous to others, he just doesn't really know quite how. He knows he could do better, so he looks to God for forgiveness. He wants to find a better way. So here's the thing at the heart of our story. The Pharisee already thinks he's got everything right, but of course he hasn't, because we can all do better. And the tax collector knows he's probably got everything wrong, but he really wants to change. And that's why he's in the temple asking for forgiveness. And of course, he's the one, Jesus says, that God blesses, who goes away justified. Now, today, of course, is harvest, as we've been saying, a day on which we give thanks for all the different things the world gives us to support our lives. And I thought we'd do something slightly different this year. As I say, we are going to have offerings for the harvest at the offertory. But I also wondered if anybody wanted to share with us all what they've brought at this stage, because it would be nice for us to take a little bit of a look at the different things people have brought, because often there's so much that people bring for our harvest offerings that it's hard to see the individual things that have been brought. You can see at 8 o'clock, and some people from our choir have already brought some pasta and some tins and some tea bags and other things. And with all the food that we are bringing today, it will go to support the work of the Porch, as you know, down in town, and to support the lives of the homeless. But anyway, are there any things, maybe any younger people, do any young people here have things they've brought for harvest they'd like to share? What have you got?
Very good. We've got stock, chicken stock. Very good. And we've got what? What's this?
Tuna.
Very good. Very good. More chicken and some sweet corn. Very good. Would you like to go and put that up for me? Would you like to take them out of the bag and put them up by the altar? What else have we got? Oh, thank you so much. What is it? Oh, Grandad soup and
grandma
soup. Grandad soup and grandma soup. Thank you very much. Otherwise known as lentil and pea and ham or something. Yeah. Fruit. Lots of fruit. Do you want to take it up for me? Thank you very much. What have you got? Some orange juice. Excellent. Thank you. Very good. Very good. Corned beef and parsnip. Very nice. Could you take some up for me? Thank you very much. So baked beans. Brilliant. Very good for you, baked beans. So lots of good things. So different good things that have been brought to show our gratitude, but also as a way for us to be generous. And really I want us to think, as I say, about how gratitude and generosity go together. Harvest is a kind of active way to say thank you. Obviously, it's why we bring offerings to church. It's why we say sing thanksgiving hymns and say thanksgiving prayers. But it also reminds us that one of the best ways to say thank you is to be generous ourselves, to be generous to others as we're being generous in bringing these gifts, which will go to the work of the Porch. So we are generous in making our gifts. We can be generous in forgiving others too, and in seeing the difficulty others are in, as maybe the Pharisee could have seen the difficulty he could have imagined the tax collector had in his life. And later on, we'll be saying the Lord's Prayer, and at the heart of the Lord's Prayer, really speaks to these themes of gratitude and generosity together. At the heart of it, we say, give us today our daily bread. And I know we're asking for our bread, but it's because we are grateful to God for giving us our lives and giving us our food and giving us the creation that we enjoy and that supports us. So as we say, give us today our daily bread, we are saying thank you to God. And then we say, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And that, again, is asking for forgiveness, but it's saying we want to be generous and forgive others. So the generosity of forgiving others comes with asking God to forgive us, and we will be grateful for that. The generosity of our gifts that we bring today comes with our gratitude to God for giving us our lives. And when we say the Lord's Prayer, give us today our daily bread, we are saying thank you. When we say forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, we are promising to be grateful in being generous to others. So God has given us generously and freely of all that we have, all that supports us in our daily lives, our food, but also the clothes we wear, and every natural resource which supports our lives day by day. Our life, our ability, everything we have is from God, is his free gift to us in creation. And I just want us to think this morning how we should say thank you by generously giving and forgiving ourselves. Amen.